Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is about two common leadership styles that will set you up for failure. It's easy to fall into a pattern of ineffective leadership without realizing it. You may have picked up bad habits by watching other leaders and managers who came before you. Poor leadership styles can contribute to mistakes and a reduced focus in the short term, as well as a lack of organizational growth and innovation over the long term. Learn to recognize and avoid these two common ineffective leadership styles. The first is what I call the genius with 1,000 helpers. These leaders are often high performers who were superstars in their positions before they were elevated to a higher role. They feel the need to make every decision instead of delegating and trusting employees to use their own judgment. The genius with 1,000 helpers doesn't delegate effectively, creates log jams of decisions waiting to be made, stifles opportunities for innovation, and causes smart, talented professionals to grow frustrated and leave the organization. The second style is called the aloof executive. These leaders are often distracted by other obligations and give employees too much freedom to make decisions without providing sufficient direction and focus. When things are going well, people may feel the aloof executive is a great boss who empowers people. But when things go south, the aloof executive will blame other people for not paying attention to key aspects of the organization, take aim at people who disagree, fail to implement solutions that address underlying problems, and again, cause smart, talented employees to grow frustrated and leave the organization. Both of these styles need to find greater balance. For the genius with 1,000 helpers, balance comes with delegating more, delegating clearly, and being consistent in your delegations, identifying talented team members and giving them more room to implement their own decisions and strategies, and debunking the notion that he or she is the smartest person on the team by highlighting the strengths of other people. For the aloof executive, balance comes with setting clear goals and checking in with employees to ensure they have the tools and direction they need, altering their delegation style by giving more comprehensive input to team members who aren't ready yet to make decisions on their own, taking a systems view to understanding the root causes of problems, and using employee feedback and self-assessment tools to gauge his or her leadership style and maintain that healthy balance.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.